What's up, everybody? My name is Rashida Jackson, and you are listening to Focused Friday, where I help you, the Lord helps you through me, live out your purpose, your dreams, your goals, God's dreams for your life, and how to execute them strategically so that you are living more intentionally. That's what we do here. So that's what I love doing, and I love talking about. I love seeing people live according to their purpose. Recently, from a past episode that was posted here on Anchor and in the podcast, I got a call in on Anchor about what webinars I watch for the purposes of growing spiritually and just, you know, getting more information, more knowledge. And that's the kind of age that we're in right now, a knowledge age, an information age. And a lot of people want to know how to do different things, and one way that you can learn how to do that is by watching a webinar or by reading Wikipedia or looking at stuff on YouTube. But a big way that most business-minded people are doing that is by way of webinars, and I've seen some spiritual outlets to doing these webinars as well. People who are offering, you know, 5 tips on how to hear God's voice, or one that I've watched and actually invested in was how to hear God through your dreams. That was a really big one, and it is benefiting me even today and in growing my relationship with God in so many different ways. And so when I got this call in, I was thinking about it, and I said, you know what, let me go and answer this person back, and I can tell them, you know, to listen to this, that. And then I said, I'm probably gonna have to do, because if you know anything about Anchor, when you do a call in, you only have a minute to do it. So I could go and call them back and let them know all these different things, but I knew how these webinars are, and because I know these things, I want to let this person know, and every person that I let know about webinars, hey, webinars are really, what they really are infomercials that are hitting certain pain points. And a lot of times, especially now, this person that called in, I'm pretty sure they are very disciplined. They're a very disciplined person. I know this. But there are some people that will watch a webinar and fall into the sales pitches. And honestly, if it's a very genuine person, you're going to get so much out of the webinar itself that unless you're definitely at a point where you're ready for whatever program or class that they're offering, you can take whatever it is that they just offered in the webinar and meditate on that and grow from that until you are at a point where you need their services. And that person usually that's giving that really great, awesome webinar knows that they are giving really great content. And if they keep doing that on a consistent basis, eventually you will come and be a customer, because the reason that you came to their webinar is because you needed their services or whatever it may be. But there are some people out there who do webinars that are just, hey, I want to make some money, or I want to get rich really quick, so I'm going to take this information I got from Wikipedia or YouTube, put it together in a webinar, sell this program at the end of it for $500 a piece. If I get 25 people, then I'm like math wasn't my subject, y'all. So anyway, there are people like that. And so I didn't want to just give this person a call back and let them know, hey, this is what I do for webinars, without giving them the whole spiel of the different things that God has taught me. In addition to that, I know that there are other entrepreneurs that are going and watching these webinars and trying to find the get rich quick or the easy way out of whatever pain point they're in, whether it be a job that they're at that they don't like, whether it be they're at home as a stay-at-home mom and they really want to make more money but can't because of X, Y, and Z, and so let me go on this webinar so I can find the answer to my problem and invest a bunch of money that I probably shouldn't have been using for that. You know, whatever the case may be, I want to help entrepreneurs and spiritual people alike, or people who just would like more information, more knowledge about things, and then want to do it by way of gaining more information through webinars, classes, whatever it may be, and give you some insight into some things that have helped me. So that's the purpose of this episode. I want to get right into the different tips that I would offer a person if you are in that state. So the first thing is, what is a webinar? If you've never heard of what a webinar is basically a seminar that's done on the web. That is my personal definition, because I just like to break down words. And you see web, you see anar, seminar, webinar. Yeah. So these are things that are done on the web. They're usually somewhere between actually an hour. Now, the person, I've watched so many of these things, I know exactly what some of them do. So they get on and they'll introduce themselves and who they are to give themselves the credibility that they need for you to listen to them for the 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours that they're going to be talking to you on this web meeting. For the first 10 minutes, and then they're gonna do the presentation the next 30. They do like whatever sales pitch they have the last 10, and then they might do a Q&A at the end. That's usually how webinars are done, the way that I've seen it. The purpose of these is that they'll give you different helpful tips or hacks or tricks or whatever it may be. For something that you might find frustrating or it just, to put it plainly, a pain point in your life, whether it be health-wise, whether it be financially. That's a big thing that you'll find with these webinars, is they're hitting a lot of entrepreneurs or people who want more money or whatever it may be. They are really selling to those people. So they'll give them just enough in this webinar to make you want more. And that's their hope, because they have at the end some product, class, book, whatever it may be that they want to sell you. It's usually a class though. And they want you to invest in that at the end. So, and I'm not knocking them. I really am not. These are people who have lives, and they have probably children and houses and cars and different things like that that they want to pay for. I wanted to do this at one point in time, but I realized quickly I didn't have a platform. And that is in no way a reason why I'm doing Focus Friday, just to give you a heads up. I'm doing this because, like, I really have a passion and a heart for people. And I've decided recently, if I just reach one or two people, that's fine with me. I forget trying to find my ideal niche and stuff like that. Like, my brain hurts when I try to think about that stuff. God has put something inside of me that's a gift for other people, and I want to use that for that purpose. Now, going back to what I said about these people who are doing these webinars, there are some people who are trying to get rich from these things, and you have to be mindful of that. But there are some people who are legitimately doing webinars because that's the best way for people to get their product out to other people, and they have a legitimate course or class or whatever it may be that is truly worth its salt, and you should invest in that. And I'm just saying, that's the truth all the way around, from as according to Rashida Jackson. So that's how they make their money, and that's what you should know going into doing these, watching these different webinars. Now, for the different people that are in that are watching these webinars, if you have gotten to the point where you've run across somebody who has offered a webinar and you have watched it, and you come to the end and you say, oh, this is really good. Oh man, they have this offer at the end, and I really want to invest in this offer. Should I do it? Should I buy it? Which is why this is a part of the what should I do if ... series, because there are a lot of people who come to these webinars and they're trying to decide what knowledge-based product or informational product should I invest in. There are so many. Which one should I go with? There are two different people really that are in my mind right now that watch these different webinars. One is the person who is really looking at this from a strategic mindset. And you're watching a webinar, you're listening to the sales pitch, you're listening to the information, you're probably thinking about their credibility, and you're deciding if this is a perfect fit for you and your business. And you're not going to be moved by these people are may not totally be moved by the sales pitches, and they're not going to like buy today just because you say I got 48 hours to buy this product. That very well may be the case. And honestly, you know, you should believe them. I'm not saying that these people are lying in that, the people who may be doing these things just to make money. However, it is not the truth or fact that you yourself have to invest in it just because they say this is the window of time you have to invest in it. Honestly, a lot of these programs that are being done by webinar, because these things have been being done, at least to my knowledge, since as early as 2014, and maybe earlier than that, they know this is a part of a sales pitch that most people are used to. So they're going to come back and offer this program again. You will have another opportunity, probably more than likely, to invest in that, unless they say definitely this is the last class that we're ever going to have in this and you should invest in this because there's no way that you're going to be able to do this again. That's the only way that I would do that personally. And really, I wouldn't even do it because of that. I'd be led by the Holy Spirit in that. And then there are other people who are just very impulsive. They buy things impulsively. And at the end of that, they're probably going to figure out how much they can max out their credit card for. How long is it going to take me to pay this off? They might not even consider that. And they're going to go ahead and buy the product right then, or sign up for the payment plan because they think they can handle it, because this sounds like something that's going to get me out of that dead-end job, or it's going to get me the money that I need as a stay-at-home mom or dad or whatever it may be. My advice to those people would be what I'm about to say in the rest of this episode, because the last thing I want you to do is to get to the end of this episode and or listen to this episode and not have the full understanding of what these people's mindsets are and get caught in the sales trap. I don't want that. I want you to be able to invest in these information products that are going to be best for you. Don't invest in something that's going to be truly best for you. And I'm going to give you some examples of some products that I've invested in as a result of webinars, and I'll get to that, or some kind of visual presentation. So I'll get to that in a little bit. Like I said before, for that second person that is looking for the easy, quick fix, and you're shelling out money because you think this webinar or this person is this answer and the solution to your dreams, I can almost guarantee you, and I'm saying almost because there are some people who, you know, have just looked up on that one program that has really helped them and changed their life. I can almost guarantee you, if you're coming at it from a position of I'm hurting and I want this to stop, a webinar is not going to fix your problem. I repeat, a webinar is not going to fix your problem. It's not. A webinar should be viewed from the sense of this is enlightening you and giving you a window into another avenue that may be helpful, and you should take that and go back and consider if this is something that is going to fit you. For me myself, I started watching webinars, one, because I wanted to start a business, but two, also because I wanted to be enlightened, like the person that called and asked me the question about these webinars. So if you are like person number one that watches these webinars and you're really just considering what might be best for your business, or you are just somebody who just really wants to learn more, you really want to be enriched and your spirit be fed, or your knowledge base grow so that you can have more assets in the future for your business, whatever it may be, then you know, go ahead and even listen to this and find some different ways you might be able to look at watching webinars in the future and gain more information from them. I think this message will benefit both sets of people. So number one, you want to start with knowing what area you want to grow in. If you're like the caller that called in and you really just want to be enlightened, but you've never heard of these webinars, but you've heard they are something that really may help, you want to know the area that you want to grow in. That's first. You have to clearly identify that. And you guys know the way that I suggest that you clearly identify that, I highly suggest that you go back and listen to the Focus Friday series, read it on turnmylifeup.com, watch it on YouTube, search Turn My Life Up. Whatever way works for you, do that. Or if you know, or just pray about it, whatever, but know what your purpose is and strategically plan for that so you can know right now where you need to grow. You need to know that first. The next thing is once you know the area that you need to grow in, you can start searching in Instagram, Facebook, or Pinterest for those different topics. And I say those different areas because those are the areas that I've come in contact with that have helped me find the webinars that I have actually gained knowledge from, or have found a product that has really helped me. Instagram ads, once you start searching that, I guess the algorithm picks up that you're looking for X, Y, and Z topic. So you're going to start seeing ads according to that. And a lot of these webinars use Instagram ads for that. They also use Facebook ads. The first webinar that I ever watched was through Facebook, a Facebook ad. So they're going to use Facebook ads. And then a free way to do that is through Pinterest. So you're going to find webinars on these different avenues. And you'll just find whatever topic it is that you need for the area that you want to grow in. The third thing you want to do is go ahead and sign up for that webinar. And you're only signing up for this webinar for informational purposes. You're almost like, if you know the story in the Bible of the spies that went into the land to see what it was like, that's you right now. You are just going in to see what this person is about, and that's it. That's your sole purpose of going into this webinar. That's what I would suggest. That was my standpoint and of a lot of webinars that I have seen. I'm just going to check out your character. I want to know if you line up with my principles, and I want to know if your heart is to actually help me. And I've run into those webinars where I've seen that your heart isn't really to help people. Your heart is to get rich quick. Or this is a recording. This isn't even live right now. You just trying to funnel money into your business and make it look like you care. You don't. That's you have to have your spirit tuned into God's spirit to really check people's heart. And that's something I'll talk about more probably in the next step. So that's step number three. Also, for step number three, you want to make sure that you set aside the time to watch this webinar. A lot of webinars will have a replay that they email back to you, but there are some that will not. And you don't want to depend on them to have a replay. You do not. Because they're usually limited in time. And if you are not a person that knows how to manage your time well, you're probably going to forget. And it's just going to go by the wayside. So that's that. So take the time to really watch it and watch it in the moment. And some of the benefits for watching it in the moment and time that it's done too, is that you might actually get a question that you need answered in that, seminar at that moment, or you can ask it in the Q&A part, which that does happen. And some of these webinars give away free stuff for watching live. So I always think that's a benefit. Praise the Lord for that. So that's that. I highly emphasize, y'all, know what it is that you're going into these webinars for. You have to know this stuff. And you have to know it for point number four, which is join the webinar and listen only with the intent of hearing two things. One is you want to hear the thing that God wants you to hear out of this webinar. I've watched a lot of webinars, not just to get the information that they say, but also to understand why and how they're doing these webinars and how is it making them money without spending a bunch of money trying to invest in a bunch of webinars. A course so that I can learn how to do a webinar. I won't do that because honestly, ain't nobody got time for that. You said this is what this was going to help me with. Let me just learn from you right now. I'm going to observe. So that was God's intent for me for listening to some webinars. And I get revelation for almost anything. So it's sometimes they're spiritually edifying. It all depends. So you want to know what that thing is that God wants you to get for it, and you only listen with those ears. Listen with the ears of whatever it is that you're getting, that you're wanting to get out of it. For instance, I'm learning how to set up an Instagram page. So my radar is on anything Instagram worthy. So I'm watching for webinars. I'm watching for YouTube videos. I'm looking for articles. I'm looking for all those things. So if I see a webinar that says 5 ways to learn how to caption your photo better on Instagram, I'm going to listen for that. I'm going to join in and I'm going to listen solely for that. And then at the end, they're going to give me their little pitch. Well, I wasn't there for that. Now, I might listen to that because in the future, I might want to keep that in mind so I can either refer it to somebody later, or I can come back and invest in the program later when I do have the finances at that time to do that. The other thing is that you want to listen for when you go to a webinar is you want to hear... I think I already said it. The second thing is you only want to hear the things that you want to focus on and learn. I've already said that. So you want to hear the things that the Holy Spirit wants you to learn and glean from this. In order to do that, you have to know how to tune your spirit with God's spirit. If you don't know how to do that, call in and I will give you some resources as to how you can learn how to do that. But if, say that that's not you, that's not your flow. Okay, that's cool. Only go into a webinar listening for the things that you really wanted to learn originally, and only that. And the reason why is because these people are salesmen and women, and they know what to say and they know what to do to get you to buy their product today or tomorrow. And if you're not a disciplined person, you don't want to get into that. You do not want to get into that at all. So step 5 is one word. And then I'm going to take some time to elaborate on that one word, but it's one word. Step 5 is to wait. Once that seminar is over, wait. Say live. Pause and think about what they said. You want to take this time after the webinar to review your notes. It doesn't have to be immediately after the webinar, but you want to take time to review your notes. You want to take time to pray. You want to take time to make a plan of action to apply the things that you learned from the webinar. Now, I'm going to pause on that one real quick because there are some people who give such good information on webinars. And I'm not saying that you should just take them for what they gave you from the webinar and be like, I'm not sewing in or I'm not giving into your course because I can learn just from what you gave me. No, it's from the perspective of this. It is that these people have given you information and you need to gauge if you are even at the point where you can move forward in the process that they have suggested in that webinar. Example. What is a good example, Lord? I'll give an example of Jasmine Starr. I will sing her praises. I will just tell you that just right now. And the reason is because while I'll sing the Lord's praise, not from a perspective of I'm worshiping this woman, but follow me. I sent her an email a week ago and she might not have ever even looked at it, but it's okay because I appreciate her work and I know it got over to her because she's a personable person. And I don't even know her like that, but I know her product and I know her and I know her values and I know her character lines up with mine. So, and how did I find that out? I was going through Instagram during a time I probably shouldn't have been on there just doing the scroll. You know how that is. And I come up on this Instagram ad and it's a video of a person walking and they're talking about how to leverage like something on Instagram or whatever. And at that point I was learning from just being on Instagram. So I just want to understand, okay, what is this, stuff about how do people operate in this manner. So I signed up for her webinar, and she offered, I don't even know what she offered. I forgot what she offered at the end. But whatever it was, I couldn't afford it at the time. Let's just say that at that point. Or I wasn't ready for it. And I knew that was coming. So I kind of listened, you know, with a grain of salt. I was just like, you know, I'm hearing you, but I'm not. But I know this person is a believer. And I know that this person is passionate about just helping people, and she has to make money, so she's offering this product at the end. And I've listened and I've learned and I've gotten her emails about all the different webinars that she is doing and all the different products and different things that she offers and services and whatnot. And I've listened for just what she suggests that different people on Instagram should do. Now, I was at a point where I didn't have even a platform or a reason, a good enough reason to post on Instagram. And all the different things that she was talking about on Instagram or about Instagram and starting an Instagram page was talking about things that I wasn't even ready to do yet. I'm not ready to put out ads. I'm not ready to sell a course. I'm not ready to promote my business because I don't even know what my business is at this point. I have more insight on what it is I want to do now, ministry-wise and business-wise. So now I'm getting into Instagram and I'm applying some of the things that she has taught. In the webinar, though, I still have not invested in her product yet because I'm not at that point. She is selling things to people who kind of have some traction. Actually, her program is for anybody, really. She can start you from zero all the way up. You know what I mean? She's really good at that. But where I was at, I was like, well, I'm not even at the point right now where I can execute that in my life right now. So I'm not going to invest in your program yet. But what I will do is I will keep this information in mind. I will forward it to people who will need it. And when I'm ready for your services, you are the first person on my mind because I know your heart aligns with my heart and your purpose aligns with my purpose. You see how that works? So I just took the information that she was talking about on Instagram, say it was about captioning. I think she has had one. Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't even a webinar. She started with an email course that led to a webinar. That's what I signed up for. So I applied the things that were, or I'm working to apply the things that are in the email course. Now that I'm talking about this, I need to pull that back out so I can start working on that. For my Instagram page. That's what I'm going to work on. Glory to God. So anyway, I'm applying that. So once I milk that completely dry and I've analyzed where I am and the information that she's giving, then I can say, okay, you know what, Jasmine Star, I can go back and invest in your Insta 180. That is going to give me so many weeks of Instagram classes so that my business can grow on Instagram. Or I can invest in Social Curator, which is a program where she is selling stock images and captions so that you can automate your business on Instagram. I can do that. Let me do that. But I'm not at that point right now. So I just put it on the shelf, which is step number six. Step number six is after you've done all of that and milked whatever information is in this webinar. And if it takes longer than the time of their offer, quote unquote, or their class, oh, well, you missed it. You missed that opportunity. It will come back up again. I truly believe that. But then you can decide what class is best to invest in after that. And like I said, these things usually cycle like every 6 months or every year. There are some like Christian Leadership University. They offer spiritual courses online and they'll cycle their things. I think they have one right now that is continual. It is on dreams. And you can just sign up for the email course. It's a video course. And then at the end, they're going to give you the offer for whatever class it is. And it's not expensive. There's another one, April and Eric Perry. I've talked about them in these podcasts in the past. They will offer their program on called Learn, Do, Become, or no, step classes, they'll offer those, I think, once a week, once every other week or something like that, once a month. Go to learndobecome.com and you can sign up for their webinars. But they have an amazing program also that they offer at the end of their classes. And yeah, they have a really good one, and it cycles more than 6 months is my point. So once you milk all of the information from the webinar, then you can just decide which one you want to do and invest in. And then, and only then, that $500 or $50 or $100 investment is going to be of benefit to you. But I really don't believe that if you do anything before that, like if you're just kind of gauging this out, oh, I want to start a business, and this person says, oh, this is the best, you have to have this webinar to do X, Y, and Z, that might not be the best thing for you, honestly, at that point, because you don't even know where you're going. You just, I want to go to Dallas, let me pick up a map and let me take I-10. You ain't never gonna get to Dallas on I-10. It's only going to take you left to right in the country. That's it. It does not go north and south. It doesn't. So let me check my time here. I'm at 30 minutes. That's almost good. Not really. But let me give you some examples of some things that have helped me and things that I've done I've given you examples of that. What I'm saying is let me give you some examples of some products that I've actually invested in as a result of some webinars. Then I'll give you some suggestions of some people that I truly trust their character. I would not even mention their names if I did not trust their character. If you're looking for some good webinars or some good businesses that can really help you grow your business or grow spiritually. And I'll give those in just a moment. But first, my personal examples. First one I'll give is this was as a result of a webinar. This first one was I bought a book. Now, this book wasn't directly as a result of a webinar, because I think at her webinar, she was selling her process of how she wrote a book in 30 days. But I just really wasn't interested in that. I just wanted to know how these email courses or video courses worked. So I invested in the $7 book, which gave me free a video course that would have cost me $100. See how that works? So I found out about this person through another person's webinar. Actually, she's a part of her program. I watched her product, watched one of her webinars, then invested in her book, and her book gave me a free course. That's a really good way to get some good information that you can grow from. But my purpose of even watching this lady is I was just watching her growth pattern, because she seemed to be new in this whole process. So I wanted to see how she's doing. And I probably should actually check on just how she's doing, period, as far as what number she's at or whatever, to see if her business path kind of works. What she's offering actually is working for her. That's one way I test people's, you know, integrity or character. You know, I want to know how well this is working for you, you know, before I invest in all the stuff you say that I should invest in. Amen. So the next one is a course that I've actually done twice. This is a webinar series or email course that I've done twice. The second time I bought the course, and it was for my birthday, because they offer this program around the month of December, which is a dream course. Now, this is ongoing now, and it is a dream course with Christian Learning University, and it is talking about hearing God through your dreams, and it has helped me immensely and made it very practical. However, before I got into that webinar, I knew what God wanted me to focus on spiritually. And he said, Rashida, I speak to you through dreams. I've gotten a word from God through other people, and I've had witness myself. God speaks to me through dreams. So if I want to learn the language that somebody is speaking to me in, I have to probably invest some time in it and even probably some finances. So for this course, it was $100. I got it during the webinar or the email course promotion time. and I got it for half off. And so now I'm learning from the person who wrote this book. From the person, I mean, this person is connected. She has been on Sid Roth. If you watch TBN or anything like that, Sid Roth comes on there. Has been on all these different, Catch the Fire in Toronto, Canada. Has been at that church or ministry. All these different things. And I'm learning from this person. This person is kind of like actually mentoring me and learning how to decode my dreams and what God is telling me in my dreams. What? Like, get that right now for $50. The first time she actually helped me with something, I was like, that was worth the $50 right there. But I would not have known if that was helpful for me until I did that. And honestly, what I did in that whole thing is that, like I said, I did this course two times, and the only time that they offered this email course was originally was during December. So it took me a year and some to actually get to the point where I said, okay, I've milked everything from this webinar. I've milked everything from all the free resources that you offer. Now I need your product, because I've gotten to a stopping point. I can't grow any further until I get the information that you offer in whatever course you have. Same thing with a singing course that I got. I've been listening to this guy, Eric Arsenault, on YouTube, and at first I was just trying to feel him out, because there are some people, like I said, they just want to make money, but this is not this person's heart at all. He really wants to help people, and he has a singing course that he offers on Udemy. Now, I am at a point where I'm learning how to sing for certain things that are going on in my life. I know how to sing, but I'm learning how to perfect that skill. So I'm growing in that. Actually, yeah, I don't know if I really knew how to sing at first, but he's teaching me how to through this course. And same thing with him. I milked everything that I can find about him on YouTube, and I got to a point where I couldn't learn anymore until I learned from his course. So what did I do? I waited for a promotional period. Promotional period, this class is usually $100, but I'm selling it right down for $50 for 4 days. Husband, can I please get this course? Because God has told me X, Y, and Z. He told me this is the vision for my life. I need to do X, Y, and Z. My husband, Eric, said, sure. I went and invested $50 in this course, but that was after I knew what God wanted me to do, and I milked everything that he got, that he told me in this course. Are you getting where we're going to? There are some courses that I've actually taken for free because, oh, there's another course, Harmonies. I know that I need to improve in my harmonies. Udemy was offering a sale with different classes. One of them was a how to learn how to sing in harmonies class for $11.99. It used to be something like $50, $70, $100 or whatever. I got it for $10, a little over $10. Why? Because I knew what I needed, and I waited for the right time. And the only way I knew how to, and I had been learning how to do harmonies just by ear, but I need to know more about just the science behind it. So there you go. Last suggestion before I give you some of the webinars that have really been helping me, or some that I would suggest to you to start with if you're looking to enlighten yourself in different areas, whether it be business or spiritual, is the last example for my life is there is April and Eric Perry offered their Step Live class for free for like a couple weeks last year. Honey, as soon as I found out about that, it wasn't even that. I kind of brushed them off after their webinar because I watched their webinar and they said how much it was, and I said, can't really do that right now. Let me find out another way that I can learn this information, and let me milk that totally before I decide to come to my husband and say, hey, babe, we need $500 to invest in such and such class. Like, no. So, but these are believers and they are awesome, and they decided to offer their classes for free online via their Facebook page because they wanted to improve on their business, and the best way they could think of doing that was by offering it for free and seeing what the audience said that they can improve on or do better. The benefit that the audience gets is they get their $500 program for free. I want you to get that. And it has thoroughly changed my life. It is the reason I could talk to you on this program and be sane at the same time. One of the reasons, other than Jesus and the insight that he has given me. But I kind of brushed them off. And when they announced about it, I almost deleted the email. Actually, I did. And the Holy Spirit just quickened me. He said, you better go back and look at that email. And I was just like, what are you talking about? So I go back and look at it. And in big red letters, we are offering our $500 course for free. I said, let me sign up for that. And I went ahead and did it, and it has changed my life. So there are, you can't be very impulsive in some of these things, and you have to know what you need in the moment in time. At that time, I was looking to organize all the different junk that I had in my house. And it's always been my desire to be an organized person. So the best way to do that was to learn through this program. And I'm continually learning through their program. So it's a blessing. Here are some people that I find very reputable. And I would suggest that you listen to their courses, their programs, invest in them, honey. They are good people. First person is Jasmine Starr. Like I said, she is a photographer by trade originally, but now she is marketing things that she's selling as far as how to grow your business on Instagram. So I would highly check her out if you are looking to really get into Instagram. She has a course called Insta 180. Insta 180, from what I understand, is only offered in January, and it's honestly, once I get probably next year or something like that, I'm probably going to enroll in the course, because it's just that good, and her information is just that good. I can just watch her webinars and get so much information from that. It's amazing. So I would highly suggest her. If you don't know, Instagram is the new Facebook right now. I'm just saying, and it kind of helps that Instagram was bought out by Facebook. Anyway, April and Eric Perry, if you are somebody that needs to organize your life, example, you are looking around your house right now, or when you get home and you think about it, you got stacks and piles of papers in a closet outside. That's me right now. Or you got it piled around your house. They can help you. And I suggest you hop on it quickly, because they're raising their prices again in April to like $700. I have not invested in their courses. Like I said, I took Step for free, Step Live specifically. I didn't get all of the paperwork and stuff like that that comes with the course. That's a benefit of actually buying it. I just watched their online training for free, which was just so amazing. So if you are at that point, you probably want to check them out. If you're somebody who wants to learn how to manage their money better, or you want to learn how to make money on the side, or whatever it may be, Bob of SeedTime.com, that's SEEDTIME.com, or ChristianPF.com. He has been a blessing to me just in his weekly Thursday emails. I think that's when we get it. Yeah. I mean, every Thursday I get an email, and I'm grateful, because it has stuff that he doesn't just send out information just because he wants to sell you something. They're usually things that have really worked for him, and he really wants to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And so he is offering this information, and they usually have affiliate links. Well, he needs that, because that's how he makes money. Praise the Lord. You know what I mean? But I highly suggest, if you find a webinar by him, get on that thing, because his classes and his courses are legit. And I'm just, that's right there. The next one I'm going to suggest is John Maxwell. He has podcasts about leadership and personal growth. I'm sorry, webinars about leadership and personal growth. They are kind of supplement to his books. So for him, what I would suggest is to go and actually get one of his books, and then see if that's something that's going to line up with something that you're actually going to need, the course anyway, that he may offer at the end of his webinars. They usually come up if you sign up on his mailing list. I found out about one through Tira Seville Foy referencing one of his webinars on her Instagram page, and signed up via his Instagram page that way. And that's how I got into his webinar email list thing, or whatever it is. So It's probably a bunch of different ways to do that. You can go that way. And this last one is Christian Leadership University. It is a school that actually is hosted by Mark Verkler. And Charity Kayembe is his daughter. She focuses on learning how to interpret dreams or teaching how to interpret dreams. I am currently taking one of her courses. And if you're interested in that, and if you're interested in helping me out in any way, if you're interested in any of her courses, let me know. And then I can get you my link, and that will give you... that'll give me some credit for referring you. I have to see. I think you get a discount too. I have to make sure of that though. But if not, I'm totally not concerned about it. You don't have to use my reference code. I just thought I'd put it out there. So that is another option. They have classes on how to hear God through dreams, how to get healed emotionally and physically, all of these different things. And all of their classes are $100 a piece. And if you're looking for an additional like degree or something like that, if you take all of their courses, I think you can get either certified or even degreed, because I think their school is accredited. I believe that Charity Verkler got her doctoral, I don't think it's a degree, but her doctor's, I don't know what you call it. But anyway, she probably got it through her dad's university, which is Christian Leadership University. So check that out. They have a bunch of different things. And that is all that I have to share about that. Sorry that got broke up just a little bit. If you noticed that it got broken up into two different segments, I had a bunch of different things that I had to cut out and shorten. So thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate it. This was a long one, but I think very needful, because there are people who are wanting to learn more, but there are other people who are just looking to take advantage of you or whatever, or you might not be a person that knows how to make decisions in that area. And I hope that what I shared helped you to make decisions on what courses or what classes you should take and which ones you shouldn't. Bless you all, and I will talk to you guys again probably Monday. Bye.